getting it out. How's that? Hallelujah. No more struggle of our sin, is that right?
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that good? We often think there's a struggle, but there's really not. It's just a matter of our thoughts and our way of thinking, the way of thinking about ourselves, the world around us. We have to change our way we think. No more sinners to being righteous, is that right? Being righteous in our thoughts, life. Not concentrating about being a sinner, but concentrating about being righteous. That's the trick. Not trick, but that's the life. Okay, let's have a look at John chapter 16. I've got five scriptures. So, it's heading over this is the disciples' grief will turn to joy. Jesus went on to say, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. So it's just one part of scripture where Jesus prophesied about his life. He said a number of times the similar thing. In a little while you won't see me, and a little while later you will see me. And I just wonder, how many times the disciples heard him say this and were still bewildered, still didn't know what was going on, I think if we were there, ourselves without being in Christ, we would say, well, what's he talking about? I thought he came to save us from the Romans, some of these ideas that went on, but slowly but surely Jesus is showing them the way. John 14. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? All the things that Jesus is saying that I've highlighted in my Bible anyway as important. On that day. Yeah. Verse 20, yep. Yeah, on that day you will realise that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Wow. On the day of resurrection we would realise, they would realise that's the truth, that the Father lives in them and they live in the Father. You have to think about that today in your own life. Do you realise that's the case? The Father lives in you. God's presence lives in you. You can't pump it up and make it happen. It just happened. When you gave your life to Jesus, bang, just happened like that. Yeah, we can't beat up, I need you every hour, and all those sort of songs are very fleshly desiring, but we already have him, already lives in us. That's the good news. That's what made people run to the house churches in the first century, because they knew something was going on. They were hungry for something. Romans 6. I'm going to read the whole lot, but I won't. Look at verse 5. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. Wonderful. How's that? That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he can no longer die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let the sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace. Wow, isn't that exciting? Mm. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Yeah. No longer sinners, but saved, living now a different life altogether. A life of righteousness. It's totally different to the world, isn't it? Amen.
Amen.
The next one is Colossians chapter 1. Verse 16 to 18. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body of the church, or the ecclesia. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Wow. So he's the firstborn from among the dead. Amen? That's really important for us to get hold of, isn't it? And let's go to Mark chapter 4, last scripture. Verse 30. This is a parable of the mustard seed. Two parables about seed, but this one is interesting. Verse 30. Again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that birds can perch in its shade. Now, this is very interesting, isn't it? Seed. So all that was to say what I want to say here now. This seed is interesting. So the seed is about the kingdom of God. What the kingdom of God is like. It's like a seed planted, okay, in the ground. And it says that the previous parable says night and day, the farmer lets it be, and it lets it go, and night and day it happens. But let's go to the one beneath it. So the kingdom of God is like a parable, okay? So he uses the parable as a mustard seed. So what's a seed like when a seed's planted in the ground? Do you go every day and dig it up? Have a look at it. You don't. You just trust that what it is will be growing. It's interesting, isn't it? It's like the egg. You know, I think it's funny. You know, you cook a chook, and you put an egg next to it and break it open. You cook the egg as well and eat the egg and eat the chook. I mean, like you've got the egg. You've eaten the chook, haven't you? Sorry, it's my silly humour. But there's a seed. If you could see a mustard tree, I don't know. If mustard trees have been in Australia? You don't know? Neither do I. But if you could see a mustard, just say it's a gum tree. You know, we don't realise that little seed, that's the smallest of all seeds, has produced that big tree. Is it possible that little seed could grow a tree? That's to that dimension, that size. You know what it's like when you go through a concrete path and there's a bit of grass or something growing up in a crack, and you think, well, how did that get there? Well, it did. By a bird or by a wind or rain or something, it did. But it's got the audacity to say, look out, concrete path, I'm here. And it squeezes. And it spreads this concrete out of place. He said, it's so strong. And everything is needed for that there is already in it, isn't it? You don't need to get anything else. You don't need to get a bigger, break it open or something. It's okay just the way it is. Just give it time. And so that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like that in you. And Christ has risen from the dead. He's the first fruits from the dead, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. And that's what brings joy into our lives. Because we belong to him. He's the first fruits. We are the fruit of his being raised from the dead. Yeah? And when Jesus comes into your life, he comes in whole. All of him comes in, not just a bit. All of him comes in. You don't need anything else except him. And let him grow in us. Is that right? And as he grows, he pushes everything else out. Pushes out sin, makes us aware, pushes everything out that is not needed in the kingdom of God. And so the kingdom of God is miniature in the seed, and yet as it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. Here I am 82 years of age now, and it's still growing. Yeah, I'm still learning about the kingdom of God. I've been in Christ since I was 34 years of age, and I'm still growing, still learning. And it's so wonderful to celebrate this day, the risen Christ. Amen. There's so much to, not to just stop growing and thinking, oh, I know everything now. You know, when I got 65, I could have said, oh, I've reached a, you know, an age, and no more employed, you know. Oh, well, I could have just said I've got knowledge and know everything. But no, you know, everything is in us. And the more you give yourself to the inner part of you, the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. So what's growing in us? The Spirit of God is in us and the Word of God. And the more that we meditate on it, the more that we act it out, the more that we be like Jesus, the greater it becomes. Just like the big tree. In its branches, birds of the air. Birds of the air just live there. And some people say, oh, well, it's unbelievers come and live in your space and so on like that. And that may be true. It may be true that there are other people that drink of your stream out of the kingdom too. That may be the case. If it is, then good on them. Because they've got Jesus witnessing to them, haven't they? Haven't they? Amen. Because you are the manifest Christ today on earth. Do you know that? Everywhere you go, Jesus is. If you go into a room and there's no Jesus there and you walk in, Jesus walks in. And that's the power of the risen Christ. Amen? You don't have to appeal to God, I need more of you today, and it's sort of like, I call it milking the cow. You don't have to milk God. You just have him. You realise. And the knowledge of the kingdom of God comes to you because it's already in you. And you draw on him. And he's your best friend. Yeah? Amen. So why don't we stand? Lift our hands in the air. And praise him for today. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's start praising all together. Praise you, Lord. We praise you for this day. This day of resurrection, this day that you burst forth from the ground, that death couldn't hold you back. We praise you, Lord God, how good you are. And we say thank you for setting us free from sin and death.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.